You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Post hoc, ergo, propter hoc. Or, man, the one time I don't wear my lucky gi, I get tapped out. This is another in my series on fallacies of logic to which we are all susceptible, especially if we are ignorant of them. Before I go any further, I'm going to repeat something from an earlier Martial Brain episode. This is important, so open your ears real wide. Be sure to guard carefully against becoming a skeptical jackass by crowing loudly to the person with whom you are debating that his logic is in error, and acting as if you have scored points on him. This usually accomplishes very little and probably serves only to further alienate your debating partner. Remember that the best reason to debate is not to win, but to get closer to the truth. If it turns out that your opponent's argument is closer to the truth than yours, you still won, because you are now closer to the truth. That is, if your ego will allow you to admit it. Any competent scientist will tell you that to change your mind in the face of stronger evidence and logic is the only way science can work. In addition, keep in mind that when someone employs a logical fallacy, that doesn't necessarily mean that his or her basic argument is wrong. It just means that the fallacy should not be considered as a valid part of the evidence in his or her argument. Remember, it's perfectly possible to argue badly in favor of something that is true, and equally possible to argue well in favor of something that is false. So, back to today's fallacy. Post hoc, ergo, propter hoc. This odd-sounding Latin phrase translates as, after this, therefore, because of this. The fallacy here is to assume that because one event happened after another event, the second event was caused by the first. This is because humans tend to think in linear time, and this affects our ability to use logic. It also derives from being naive about statistics and probability. Here are some examples. I wore my lucky socks when I pitched today, and we won the game. Or, I made a sacrifice to the sky god before the picnic, and it stayed sunny all day. No rain to ruin our pleasant meal. Or, I caught a cold, and then after suffering for a few days, I took some echinacea. A few days after that, my cold got better. Boy, that echinacea sure works. Most of us get better from a cold eventually, no matter what we do. How can you be sure the herbal concoction really did you any good at all? Echinacea has been shown to have zero significant effect on colds in multiple robust double-blind studies. An example of this fallacy that pertains to the martial arts might be, I bought one of those hologram wristbands from the martial arts supply company and I really felt my balance improve. Your perception of your sense of balance can be quite subjective. If you want the wristband to work, you're more likely to fool yourself into thinking that it works. Hologram wristbands, or as they are more popularly called, power bands, despite being very popular, have been thoroughly tested and debunked. They are a scam. They don't work at all, except to efficiently remove your money from your wallet. Rigorous studies show no benefit whatsoever, yet the bands continue to be sold through martial arts supply companies and bogus claims continue to be made in the advertising, at least in the United States. In Australia, the manufacturer of these bands was brought up on fraud charges and subsequently lost in court, and as a result, issued a statement that they had made fraudulent claims about the efficacy of the so-called power bands. And yet they still sell tens of thousands of these things each year around the world. If you have never watched these power bands being demonstrated, it's a hilarious spectacle. The salesman asks you to stand on one leg and hold your arm out to the side. He then demonstrates that he can effortlessly pull that arm down no matter how much you resist. The implication is that without the miraculous assistance of the power band, your strength and balance are poor. But there's a simple trick to this. First of all, this is a mechanically weak angle from which to resist in the first place. Your deltoid muscles are very weak in this position, and your arm makes a very long and powerful lever for the salesman to use. And, more importantly, you're standing on one leg. In addition, the salesman has been trained to pull down your arm subtly in a special way. This trick is reminiscent of the martial arts sideshow tricks often used to demonstrate the effectiveness of so-called chi power. The trick is that at the same time that he is pulling down on your arm, he is also pulling you just a bit sideways off your base at the same time. This is easy to do and difficult to detect because you are on one leg. And the salesman has had plenty of practice to perfect his trick. With your balance offset like this, your already profound mechanical disadvantage is greatly magnified, and you have no strength at all in the shoulder with which to resist the downward pressure. This extra trick makes the salesman's ability to pull your arm down appear effortless, no matter how big and strong you may be. Now that he has set you up with this simple trick, he places a power band on that same wrist and asks you to repeat the experiment. This part is simple. He simply repeats the act of pulling down on your arm, this time without the added sideways pull, and this time pulls down with much less force, despite doing a good acting job of showing effort with his face and body language. To a customer who is not in on the trick, the resulting effect feels like a near magical and huge increase in both strength and balance. Another sale has been made. The cheap plastic hologram insert and synthetic rubber wristband are marked way up from the pennies it cost to manufacture them, and profits galore ensue for the clever salesman and company. Ain't free enterprise wonderful? Athletes, being typical humans with typical human brains, tend to be very superstitious. Major league sports figures who make millions of dollars a year are notorious for behavior like wearing lucky underwear or undergoing other quirky ritual behavior before a game. It's no surprise that they can be scammed with bogus products like hologram bracelets, and it's no surprise that they fool themselves into thinking that there's a positive effect when they use them. Which brings us to another martial arts-related example of the post-hoc fallacy. I bought one of them mirror face masks that limit oxygen intake to simulate training at altitude. After I trained with it on, I took it off and really noticed an improvement in my breathing. These masks have been thoroughly tested and shown to have little, if any, significant positive training effect. They do one thing, though, very well. Training hard with one of these masks forces you into a state called acidosis, which is dangerous and more likely to contribute to a fitness decrease rather than increase. It's also not surprising that people think they feel an effect from the mask. No one wants to experience buyer's remorse. Once you've shelled out some hard cash for such an item, you have a strong motivation to engage in confirmation bias, remembering the days when your breathing felt good and ignoring the days when it didn't. Another martial arts example of this fallacy would be, this guy quit training with his old instructor and is now taking lessons from me. As a result, his martial arts skills are really improved. Now, while it's perfectly possible that your instruction helped this fellow to improve, it's equally possible that he might have improved anyway, for any number of reasons, without the benefit of your tutelage. I know from my own experience that students sometimes experience sudden quantum leaps in level of ability, and that it's frequently difficult to ascribe a single cause for this improvement. One way of countering the post hoc fallacy is to improve your understanding of probability and statistics. If you do this, you will learn that coincidences happen. Period. They don't always have to have a meaning. Pay no attention to the old chestnut that goes, I don't believe in coincidences. People seem to nod knowingly and accept this sentence whenever it's used, as if it expresses some sort of profound wisdom. But the real wisdom is that coincidences happen whether you believe in them or not. If you have studied statistics, then you know that the law of very large numbers states that coincidences not only will happen, they must happen given a large enough sample size. Educating yourself about logical fallacies is an important step towards learning to commit them less often yourself. It's also smart to keep your ears open for when other people are committing them. It's great exercise for your critical thinking skills, whether you want to actually say anything to the other person about it or not. Critical thinking skills are another form of self-defense. Remember, the number of times in your life that someone will try to pull a scam on you is likely to be far greater than the number of times you'll find it necessary to physically defend yourself. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.